Right.
There we are.
Got it. Okay, I'll start over.
It doesn't work for me.
Kathy's still working on it.
Okay. While she's working on it, I'll go ahead and run the call to order. I'll call to order the Pacific City Joint Water Sanitary Authority Budget Committee meeting. It is May 11th, 2021 at 5 p.m. and we are meeting via video teleconferencing. I will call the roll. Ann Price, here. Tom Donahue,
here.
Cameron Gogas,
here.
Scott Cole,
here.
Bill Height is not here. Kathy Swarovska,
here.
Gary Link, not yet.
Yep, he's here.
All right.
There's Gary.
I'm sorry. Item number 3, Budget Committee Officer Elections. The nominations for Chair of the Budget Committee are open.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I would like to nominate Scott Culp as Chair of the Budget Committee.
Thank you. Are there any other nominations for Chair?
This is Kathy. I'll second it. Do we need a second?
We do need a second. Thank you very much, Kathy. Hearing that there are no other nominations, I'll entertain a motion to close the nominations.
So moved.
Thank you. It has been moved and seconded that we elect Scott Culp as Chair of the Budget Committee. All in favor say aye and raise your hands so I can see.
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Scott, as Chair of the Budget Committee, I will turn the meeting over to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I guess the next thing we need is a secretary. The nominations are open for secretary. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I'd like to nominate Kathy Starostka as secretary for the budget committee, please.
Oh, I don't want to do that, but thank you.
Do we have any other nominations?
I'll nominate Gary Link as secretary of the committee, budget committee.
Okay, is Gary with us?
How am I sharing this screen?
Sorry, guys, I can't do that. But thanks.
Do you guys know what's involved in being the secretary of the budget committee?
Well, maybe you should tell us.
Michelle, you might be the best person to describe that. What do you think?
Well, actually, the only requirement is they attend the meeting and make sure that our documents that we type up are correct and sign them. That's it.
So the documents and everything are prepared for the secretary.
Correct.
The secretary has to read them and sign them.
Right, so. Correct.
So we don't have to take minutes or anything?
No, not at all. No. We do all that.
No.
Oh, well, then I'll do it unless Gary wants to do it.
Okay, Kathy.
I'd be happy to let you have it.
Thank you.
Are there any other nominations? All those in favor of having Kathy as the secretary?
Aye.
Raise them on. I can't see anybody. Can anybody?
Scott, go to the top of your
screen. Back up again.
Somebody's sharing their screen.
Scott is.
What am I supposed to do?
See the second red? Click on that right there. There you go.
There you are.
There we go.
There we go.
So, hi. Mr. Chair, did we have a second to that nomination for
I
secretary?
I don't believe we did. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. Move and second that Kathy be our secretary. All those in favor?
Aye.
Raise your hand.
Aye.
All right. Kathy, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
At this time, I want to thank you guys for doing the board budget with us. It really is appreciated. I know it's kind of a long process, but I really do. It's very appreciative that you guys do this, taking it in the time. So thank you, Kathy, and thank you, Scott, for stepping up for being our lead people. Thank you.
Okay. Well, let's get on with the meeting here. Michelle, could you give us an overview as a budget officer, kind of a verbal overview? You've done a good job of putting it all in writing here, but could you go over briefly, and then we will proceed and look at each one of the funds.
Sure. All of the members, whether elected or appointed, have the same degree of authority in approving this and same responsibility. What you're going to be doing is hearing a message from me and going through the budget, and you will ask questions on any line items that you may have. And then if you want to, you can approve the budget. If you don't like the budget, we can discuss it and make changes along the way. But it is your responsibility to listen and receive the budget message.
Okay. So it's been quite a year for a number of different reasons. And maybe you could give us a little overview about the COVID situation and what it did for the way that you operated the authority over that period of time.
Sure.
It looks like going through the budget that some things we haven't done that maybe we've budgeted for, and just part of the overall thinking, at least from my own edification of what you had to go through.
Well, it was a very interesting year. We had a new authority manager that came in January, and when Tony left, the wastewater treatment plant was pretty much finished. So over the last year, there was seriously only one major project that we tackled, and that was the new meters that we have installed. It's not a complete job yet, but we are able to read the meters now with the computer by driving around, and we are saving quite a bit of labor there. The next step is to finish that this summer. Our own staff will be installing the rest of them, which is about 280 left to go. They've already started that project, so we've come a long ways. As far as revenues, our revenues were actually up. We were real concerned last year when we did the budget that we thought we would fall in revenue dollars because the vacation rentals would decline. That's not true. We found it not true. We found that people needed an escape from whatever location they were at, and they chose us. It might not have been as busy as the prior year, and it wasn't. The revenues were not quite that high, but we found that we had no decline. We actually had an increase of about 2% in revenues. As far as expenses go, the same is true there. Expenses went up dramatically because costs, supply, and demand. When you have companies all over the country shutting down, and because of COVID and working part-time and with their issues, the supply was still there for people like us, but the demand was still there, but the supply dwindled. At this point in time, I'll give you one example. We cannot get pipe. It's far and few between places. We just did a job with a contractor. He needed 200 feet of pipe, and he had to get it from three different locations. So it's another reason that things aren't progressing in the major jobs. And as far as staff goes, obviously there were some changeovers this year, just a little bit over halfway. We are in the hiring process right now of an operator in training and a new authority manager, and we have Ray leaving in June, so we're looking for a wastewater 3 operator. So those are some of the challenges that we had. The office was also shut the full entire year to customers. Actually, it's basically closed to everybody but staff. We have to do a lot more prepping with paperwork and a lot more emails, and it's not as convenient for some of the customers. But we got a lot more auto pays through that inconvenience as well, which is a benefit to us. So those have been the challenges over the year.
Michelle, how much did you figure as far as our cost and stuff, a percentage of how much it went up?
Total? 15%? No, actually, the cost total, materials and supplies, were up 17% in the 104 sewer fund and up 4% in the water fund.
Now, that's because of pipe or whatever?
Well, it's everything. I can't say.
And then also you didn't mention the computer upgrade that we had for that got done.
It's not at Horn Creek? It's not done.
No. For the auto pay and the new internet.
The Springbrook. Springbrook.
Springbrook. Yeah, that was another thing that we got done also.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's correct.
One thing that you mentioned in your, this is an overview, you talked about a new master plan and waiting to for some of the SDCs and stuff until you get the master plan in.
Yes.
Where is that in the overall process now, and who does that master plan?
The master plan is actually completed by our engineer, which is Parametrics. Right now, in-house, we have half of it that the board is going through and making sure that there are no questions and the projects are correct, in there in the correct order. And we are hopefully sending that back to them by June 1st to make all the corrections. And they also at that time do the SDC fees to pay for those projects. The other half of the plan has already been started. In my guesstimation, it will be finished between October and December. So I expect that halfway through the year, we will be resetting the SDCs.
I see. Okay. And as we go through the budget there, I notice that we've got quite a bit of money in there for professional fees or whatever they call those, as well as engineering. Is that part of the is that master plan thing in there? Is
yes.
That where you get the,
correct. Okay. We also have $125,000 in engineering fees just to do one project that we're looking at, which is the installation of a whole new water line on Ruppel.
Where?
Ruppel.
Okay.
Do you think that's going to pose a problem with piping then on that, with the problem of getting pipe?
Well, I don't know yet, but we're far enough out that if we start the process now, we should be okay.
Okay.
I expect by the end of summer that supply will be back up.
Okay.
Yeah, let's hold. Okay, does anybody else have any questions just generally of before we get started going through these various funds?
Yes, Scott, I do.
Yeah, shoot.
This is for Michelle. I was going over your budget documents that you sent out to us, and I have a question about page 4. And we showed the total funding levels. Comparing those numbers to the last fiscal year's totals, I'm wondering if the bonded debt fund, you added the master plan fund to it to come up with a $9 million figure.
I did.
Well, the deal here is that the 1.7 from the master plan is going in there, so that shouldn't be part of the total. be 7 million or something.
You're correct in that that's the way it should read, but by budget law, I have to show all revenues of every fund, and since the master plan is starting out with 1.7 million and I'm transferring it to 003, it does look like it's doubled, but truly, you're right. It is a lot less, but this is the way it's going to look because this is the amount of revenue for all funds, including ending capital, and it's the amount of expenditures for all funds, but it is a wash between 2 and 3.
Well, since that's going to happen the first of the fiscal year, that's why I was wondering, is there a way, are you going to just put it on the general ledger that it flopped and then zero that fund out, or
yes.
How do you do it?
That's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to transfer the funds from one account to the other. Then the master plan fund will be at zero, and the 003 fund will be up at the 2.5.
Okay, so our real budget is closer to 7 million and 6 or something for the year.
7,696,845.
Okay. So you're taking a master plan that you have in the summation here on page 405, the 17 million, 1.7 million,
uh-huh.
You're taking them off the totals in reality. To
correct.
Get that number.
That is okay. Correct.
Okay, got it. Thanks, Tom.
Is there some way that the audit will know that, or it'll show up though?
The auditors approved this budget. They looked at it already and said I sent them these two funds, the 2 and 3, to verify that I was doing it correctly because I also questioned it. I wanted to put zero in the 002 fund. So.
But you can't until you move it.
Right.
Okay. Is that general accounting procedures, the GAAP? Is that what they call it?
Yes, actually, very good.
Okay. Any other comments, general comments, or we'll just start going through these funds? Away we go.
Thank you.
The 002 fund we just talked about, the master plan fund, is going to be going into the bond indebtedness fund, right?
Right, and you can see in the bottom of page 2, it does zero out. It does go to zero. It's got revenues and expenses. So it's a...
Yeah, it zeroes out.
So as far as that bond indebtedness go, how long are those bonds, when are they going to be paid off?
Never. After my lifetime. It was a 30-year bond.
Okay.
Well, most of us won't be around then.
That's right, Kathy. We don't have to worry about it.
I'm going to be out around the hawk by then. So, anyway. Is there any... is there any questions on your own trip?
Now, one question. And then it'll go away when this project is done, the money that we spent. And then that'll just stay off as zero off to the side. And we bring that back anytime.
You can bring the fund back, but I wouldn't bring it back until there was a revenue for a master plan project. So if we had a $1.6 million project, we could probably bring the 002 fund back.
So it just shows for accounting purposes?
Correct.
Okay.
004. So we're up in the city's fund.
Okay.
both of these SDC, DIC funds, you figure on 10.
Yeah, we've got 11 so far this year, and we figure 10 is a good average number.
Okay. And so when that new apartment goes in, across the bridge, and that's going to be
well, it's done differently. It's not just one SDC per apartment. It's one SDC plus apartment amounts that are smaller. So it's going to be one conglomerate number. And it could be equal to 10. It could be higher. But I don't expect that to get off the ground this year.
Yeah, that would... We'll know that when we get the new master plan.
Well, we'll also know that when Katie and Kevin approach us again to get started and dig dirt.
Scott?
Yes.
I think this is the right place to ask, but I noticed on SDD development charges for new water service connection, that we raised the price for meter and personnel shutoff. Michelle, it's not a lot of money, but why did that go up?
It's equipment that we have to buy. The customer pays for the meter and the shutoff. And if it's new to us, the prices are higher.
Oh, okay. And the rates, the water rates, these went up a little bit too. Is that because of our costs went up in relation to those?
That's correct. That we can only pay for our operational expenses out of our revenues for water and sewer. So if our expenses are up, we have to charge more. But I also based it on the Engineer News cost of construction index, which in April was 3.8%. And that's where this increase comes from every year.
So are these percentages then, 3.8%?
It was a percent, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Construction costs went up 3.8% over the last year, April to April. So that's the number that we generally use.
Okay.
And that's what you used to use for the SDCs too, for the hookup charges.
I would have this year if I felt that we weren't getting a master plan. But
sure, I understand.
I have also seen some preliminary numbers on the master plan, and I think we're in on water anyway. We're in a good position. So, but they're still preliminary.
So what are these professional services?
Well, that's anybody that we might need to hire that is not an engineer, such as a surveyor, somebody that comes in and tests certain things for us, like asbestos, or it could be anything in the professional field that has to do with sewer that is not part of operating.
Okay. And we still have all those, I don't know if this is the right fund, but all the expenses of those of septic tank pumps are down. Those are people on the river, basically, aren't they?
Yes, and Broughton and River, yeah, and we... Yeah. Aim to take a lot of those on this year. We're getting that in motion.
And how what will you do? I mean, did you figure out a way to get water to run uphill or something?
Of course we do. Of course. We got that fairy dust, you know. No, actually, that parts are going to have to be replaced. Some of the tanks are going to have to be replaced. Pumps have to be replaced. We don't know until we get into each and every one of them. but there are so many of them, the cost is not going to be cheap.
Right. We're able to do that with our own staffing?
Yes.
And this 06 when it says loan repayment, that's the loan, that USDA loan.
Can you tell me where you're at? The 57,000? No.
That's
the TLC loan, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is the TLC loan. It's $4,500 a month. It's almost paid off. Should be paid off in 23, but it's 1.75% interest. So...
No sense in paying it off early.
Not really.
What page there are you talking about?
Page 5, bottom.
Page 5.
Okay.
Debt service. Okay.
That's an example when something happens and we had to jump in and spend some money on it, right?
That's correct. We were running out of funds.
We got that financing, yeah.
Yeah, and I think... The discussion's going to be that I'm going to go talk to them, and once this is paid off, is to keep it as an open line of credit in case of emergencies in the future. And
yeah, that would really be good.
Yeah.
That'd be good. Any other questions on 004, Sui? Moving right along to the SDC CIC Water 005. Didn't we have to do something up there at Horn Creek?
Do we have to do something there? Yes, we want to add another skid. We also are talking about replacing the membranes. However, yes. Paul was just here. We don't have their report back, but... Leonard was pretty darn proud. He said it was the cleanest plant that he had seen in a very long time and thought it was brand new. So kudos to Leonard. He thought it was new, and he was shocked that it was built in 2011. Yeah, so I'm very proud, very proud.
That's great. And our water rights and everything are in good shape?
They are. We have some work to do. We have to get it. They want us to get it to the 1,200 gallons per minute to keep the full set of water rights, but that is that's in the works. We've talked to our water rights attorney. We've got a little bit of work to do. Some work was done already. I think we're in good position.
That's great. And we're using the majority of it out of Horn Creek instead of this. Bit wells and goon wells and all that stuff.
That is correct. We do have to use the wells in the winter when the water gets really high and the turbidity is bad. We also use it, the wells, when we are recalibrating equipment. We have to shut it down for a day. But that's good for the wells.
Yeah.
Great. Michelle, could you tell... Leonard, how much we all appreciate.
No, of course I can.
There and keeping that in that kind of condition, that's a wonderful report, and I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what he put in his formal report, but verbally it was pretty well done.
That's great.
Michelle, the percentage of what we use on the spit wells and the dune wells, is it, what are we taking, 85% out of Horn Creek and maybe, 15% out of the...
Michelle, I think it's higher than that.
Probably depends on the time of year, too.
Yeah.
It absolutely depends on the time of year. If it's pouring down rain, we cannot use Horn Creek because there's so much mud that comes down the creek, it'll ruin our membranes. So we use the spit wells or the dune wells.
Right.
And it really depends on the time of year.
And we did have our tanks cleaned and stuff that got taken care of. So a settlement as far as in the tanks.
There was very little settlement anyway. It was minuscule.
Good.
Okay.
Looks good.
Anything else on 005?
Mm-mm.
Moving right along. Go to the sewer operating, 104. We've had that customer assistant program in for some time and haven't really used it, have we?
Nobody's asked for it. The only person that did wasn't qualified. I take it back, Rochelle. There was one guy for $230 that did use it 2 years ago?
Yeah, I think it was 2 years ago, but
yeah.
Really, only one.
Somebody else
administered it. Yes, it's administered by CARE out of Tillamook.
Yeah.
So it was just set up to, what, help customers that needed help with?
Making their payment. They could, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, if
okay.
They can't make their payment and they're going to be locked off, they have a facility to go to that we will actually assist with the payments
okay.
if they follow certain guidelines.
Okay.
How many, with COVID, how many are we still on late payments behind?
As of yesterday, we only had 15.
Okay.
Which is staying pretty steady with the same 15 people.
Yeah.
Is there any a chance of, are they making extra or effort to...
They have made zero payments.
Zero calls, zero effort, zero payments.
And have they asked about using, getting the assistance?
Most of these are renters, and they're not qualified. You have to be a homeowner to get the assistance.
Oh, okay.
But it's like the same 15 people all the time.
Always, yes.
Yep.
Okay.
That seems pretty good, though, 15, and, you know, there's, how many customers do you have?
1,465.
Yeah, so that's pretty darn good, really, I think.
We'll get it in the long run.
True.
Yeah.
So, how's that whole new system thing that we put in a couple of years ago operating for what? The wastewater.
The plant?
Yes.
Excellent. The only thing I would say is that we didn't realize the cost of chemicals to facilitate it. That's one of the chemicals that went up. So, but as far as keeping us in compliance, world of difference. Yeah, no failures, no out of compliance.
Well, it's supposed to be more cost-effective to operate as well.
Yes. And it is. It is labor-wise more cost-effective. I don't think we've done a full-on study yet because it was just finished this last year.
Yeah.
I've got one more bill to pay on it, and it's done.
Yeah, but I think you're going to go back to that same problem you're having everywhere, which is the supply and demand problem with everything. And like you say, even with the chemicals that you need for to run the plant, I suspect everything's going up considerably.
I'm hoping it will level out by the end of the year. I don't think it's a permanent increase.
I think you're right. I think a lot of things will level off, but I think we do have some of that going on right now.
Right.
You know. Yeah.
It was shocking, some of the increases.
Mm-hmm.
But our number of employees and everything are the same, though.
We only have 8 employees right now, so we're looking for staff, and we have good prospects.
Good. Oh, good.
Did we do any of the, the pay payroll protection thing or anything with that? We
weren't qualified for it. And
we weren't qualified for that.
And we didn't need to.
Yeah.
Oh, you can see me now?
I can
yes.
see you. I can see you and Stephanie both.
Stephanie fixed it.
Yes, you're here now, Kathy. Good. Thank you, Stephanie.
There you are.
So, no, we wouldn't have qualified. Our revenue would have had to drop. And because we're a state agency, we didn't qualify at first. I think we would have later in the second and third rounds, but we couldn't have passed through that.
Anything else?
Okay, some of that you have to pay back anyway, so it's...
Some of it, yeah.
Yeah, some of it.
Anything else on the 104 plan?
So I see we transferred 75,000 to 04S.
Yes.
Is there a reason for that?
We have the capability, if there's money left over, to transfer it to the 04 fund for projects.
Okay.
And we have done it a few times, but I don't know for sure until the very end of the fiscal year whether we still have that amount of money left, because I may need it somewhere above the line. So it's kind of like, okay, if I have it, I'll transfer it. If I don't, I'm going to spend it. We have transferred money, though, in the past.
Seems like a pretty good chunk of change.
it is, but if I don't have it there and I shortchange the fund and I need it for something, I'll feel pretty bad.
That's fine. Right. That's fine. Okay.
Anything else?
That's all I've got.
Move along to 105. Water. We get into the legal fees there. Is that part of our water rights and stuff that we get as well?
It is. Last year, we used it with contractors and contracts. If we're going to do a big project, sometimes we will have them help us write the contracts. So we spent so far this year $12,900. We haven't spent it as much in the past, but I expect attorneys are going to be much more important in the future.
Scott?
Yeah.
Ms. Chill?
Yes.
On 105, under revenues, there's a line item for fire hydrant water for $1,000. Who pays us $1,000? What's that?
So once in a while in town, we have a contractor come in doing a project for one of our customers, and they will need water to bore underground, let's say, for fiber optic lines. But as long as it's in our district, we will sell them water right out of a fire hydrant with a fire hydrant meter on it.
Thank you.
Great.
One other thing, under overtime allowance, considering we're hiring new people, we've budgeted $10,000. Is that enough? Did we have a little more?
Well, I think that if we hire more people, I should have used less, even if there is training, and I have enough buffer in the labor above that I feel comfortable. This year we're going to use just at about maybe 8, and the year before was only 4, And when we were fully staffed, and the year before that fully staffed, we only used three. My object is to not have overtime and to hire the people that we need. I'd rather not pay it. But
what did you budget last year, do you recall?
Yes, last year was $5,000, and we've already spent $7,000.
Okay, that makes sense. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
So you're looking at adding 8 people next year or so?
42.
Pardon? What?
42. No, actually, I'm looking, say I retire, so we're going to have an authority manager that's taking my job. We'll have an assistant for Rochelle, so there's one. We'll have an operator in training. There's two. So I'd put us back to 10, but I would like to get another operator in training and get us to 11 to get people trained, because we have, and an operator, maybe two. Well, the three is just a replacement for Ray.
Right.
So I'd like to get it up to 10, maybe 11.
I'd like to see us do away with office manager, assistant manager. I mean, we haven't filled that position. We've had it on the budget for how long, and we're nowhere near it. I think we should scratch the assistant managers.
I'll tell you why I kind of like to leave it on. If we get an interim manager that's only going to be here for maybe 5 or 6 years, we get somebody older that's very qualified, and we can also hire an assistant. Maybe the Wastewater 3 guy could do it. Leonard has chosen not to want to go to that position. But I'd like to leave the flexibility of having it there. And I think it's always important to have flexibility. So if I get a Wastewater 3 that qualifies to go into the assistant manager, that'd be perfect. And then get an operator 2 instead. I'd like to increase these staff's potential. So if I can get 1s to go to 2 and 2 to go to 3 and a 3 to go to assistant manager, we're going to be better off for it. So even though it's there on the line item, it's just for flexibility.
Well, I'd like to use that for raises. I'd like to incentivize more, picking up, adding a little bit more benefit to these guys to move up. I think would be awesome.
Do you know the wage structure?
For what? Well, weren't you figuring, how much were you figuring on a percentage for wages for next year? 3%?
Well, yes, but I have the flexibility now with the assistant manager's wages to make it 4 or 5, depending on who they are. But you have to look at what their actual salary is now and what grade level they're at. So
we're not even close. But how many years have we had the assistant manager position on the budget? What, 5?
Nobody.
What? 5? 4? 4 years?
No.
We still haven't.
But hopefully when you start interviewing for the new manager position, there could be somebody that comes up then that would be appropriate for the assistant manager, and that would be a great time to pick that person up.
Exactly.
We did that on the last go-around, that we were hoping that we could pick one up and that the new manager would do that.
But that didn't work out. But that doesn't mean it won't work out this time.
But nobody even tried. Nobody even put the job out there. So that...
Well, everybody wanted the manager's position. I don't think any of the candidates wanted, and I don't think you're going to get that.
I don't know. I'm looking at a candidate on Friday morning that I think is better than a Wastewater 3 operator and maybe could be an assistant manager. So we haven't interviewed him yet, but I'm very excited.
So I think we need to leave it there on the budget and then see how it plays out.
For next year?
Yes.
Okay.
Gives you flexibility. That's what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I was just going to add that same comment, Scott, that it, I think it gives us flexibility, and it doesn't actually cost you anything until you spend it.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's just sitting there.
It's yeah. And I think I like the way Michelle described the flexibility up and down, and you can use it to encourage staff to improve their skills and move up a notch. And so I think that's a very important concept, and I think it's important that we keep that position the way it is for now and see how it all plays out.
Anything else? One thought? I see you go down into chemicals in that area. You've almost doubled it for next year.
Yeah, I did. It scared me.
Well, with the new plant, we have less sludge, don't we?
It's a different process. It's dry. It's not wet. It's
And then it just goes to the dump, though.
No, we put it on
the one that goes into the dumpster.
That's not sludge. That's just garbage from the treatment. No, our sludge turns into a very dry cake that goes on the beaver property, like fertilizer.
But isn't there less of it?
No. It's just different. Go ahead, Rochelle.
You could say technically there's less of it because it weighs less, because we're taking out all the water and dehydrating it, but no, there's still quite a bit of it.
That won't go away.
Any other comments?
Do we actually transport that up, or do we have somebody do that for us?
No, we do it. We've got a couple of CDL drivers, and we've got a truck specifically for that spreads it on the ground for us. It's quite cool.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I've seen it done before. Not the dry stuff, but the wet.
Yeah, we used to do wet.
I've seen that whole process.
Yeah.
So is the beaver property owned by us, or is it somebody's?
No, it's our property. We let a farmer grow on it, and they grow hay for their cows. So they cut it and maintain it. And we talk to them about what field we're going to put the biosolids in. And it's a great partnership we have.
Good. No, that's good.
How many acres is that?
55?
Not very big.
No.
I just didn't know if it was actually owned by the
It is owned by us. We purchased it. Okay. I can't tell you what year, but it was back in the 80s, 90s.
Yeah. But it's good that we own it, because then you avoid a lot of hassle.
Yes. Yeah, we've got good neighbors, so we've never really had an issue. We had to take some trees down one time because they were falling and the abutting neighbor, but other than that, no, it's worked out really well for us.
Good. I don't have any other questions about it. The budget looks fine.
Thanks, Louis.
Anybody else have comments? What do you think, Gary?
No comments. I'm still learning that it all looks really clean to me.
Well, maybe I missed this when I was fiddling around with my camera, but how many hookups are you anticipating for this year? How many new hookups?
10.
How many do we have so far this year?
11. they're not all paid. The, some of them were prepaid, so you can't go by the dollars. But
I see, yeah.
If somebody finds a really hot piece of property and they call us and find out that the water or sewer is already paid, they're saving a ton of money.
Yes, they are.
And it was and the
how many lots are within the boundaries of the authority here that are prepaid?
I'm not quite sure. I don't think we've counted them, but I know a few have been caught up this last year, we've realized. Yeah. So all of the grandfathering ended in 1994. That was the last time. And the only reason they're grandfathered is because the water and sewer companies, which were individual companies at the time, needed revenue, and they offered up and said, if you pay us now because we need money, we'll guarantee you a hookup when you decide. Can you believe that nobody's hooked up in 30 years?
So the new apartment building that it looks like they're going to start construction this summer, there by the bridge.
I don't think it's this summer.
Yes.
It said this summer.
Okay.
I saw Scott today, and he was working across the street and hoping it will break ground in July, August.
Well, that surprises me.
He says, that we're going to get a lot of money from him.
But it probably, you can do almost the building unless they need water for foundation, which they could get elsewhere. A lot of people won't pay for the water and sewer until the last second, just before they're finished. So
that'll probably be next year.
It'll be close. So I might give Kevin and Katie a call. If I need to make a change, I would inform the board, but I'm still going to leave it at 10. If the money comes in, it comes in. I just can't spend it.
Yeah.
Yes, Tom.
He's just working on the project right across the street here, and he said he was really happy to say that things went well, and they're hoping to break ground July, August.
Tom, did you have something to say here?
Yes. Michelle or Carolyn, do you have an approximate idea of how many buildable lots are left in our district? Approximately? Yeah.
Well, the last time Carolyn and I were like 400 off from each other. So I wanted to say 800. I would have to look that up, Tom.
And I would add, Tom, that it's a really moving number because are you counting lots that can have more than one development on it as one lot, or do you count them as an individual lot? For example, the Meyerstein property that is east of Sea Watch is one lot at this point, but we know that it has the potential for 200 homes. So, you know, whether or not that gets built out to that level or not, how do you count that in a way that you're going to make a number that's reasonably discussable?
I'm kind of thinking about individual hookups, but I see the problem there.
Well, I have two hookups on my lot.
Huh.
I was trying to find out where we pay for health insurance for the employees.
Where in the budget?
Yes.
It's on 104, 105, and you can find that on page 9.
Page 9.
And page 12.
It's in there.
Now, the employees, they, I think Rochelle, I asked Rochelle, they pay a part for their copay, but they don't pay for any of their insurance or their children or their spouse's insurance?
That's correct. It's part of their wage. It's part of their wage package.
That's better than an increase in their salary.
Yes, it is.
That's a good
The increase in the salary would count. Well, no, an increase in salary would take more taxes out. The benefits are well worth it.
And we also pay the retirement package.
Nope, that's not exactly true. We match up to 6% of whatever they pay in. So if they only pay a little bit, we get 6%. They get 6% of a little bit. They pay in the max, they get 6% of the max. Up to a limit.
Any other questions?
Who's our retirement through?
It's through Nationwide, and it's through Oregon. Let me get this wrong. Oregon Cities of Water. So it's a conglomerate, it's a pool account.
Yeah, that's okay.
But Nationwide is the person that does the investing.
Okay. It's good that we're in a pool, if we're in a pool.
Yeah, no,
helps a lot.
It does. Same with insurance, we're in a pool.
Right.
Of all the state agencies in Oregon. So we're in a good pool.
If I look at that chart, if we're done on 105, if we look at that chart about our monthly water sewer dollars have gone over the years too, it's interesting to see them go way up and then come down a little bit. It's part of the efficiency and everything of the operation.
Yes, part of
we had to have them up there, didn't we, before we got the financing for the
part of it? That is correct. We raised them higher because of the wastewater treatment plant CICs. And then as we accumulated the money to start paying off the debt early, we started reducing the fees. And they came down and they came down. And the only reason they're going up whatsoever is operational this time. So I think we spend our money wisely, and since we are a nonprofit, we're not trying to make a profit. Our expenses are our fees. I wouldn't charge any more, and if our expenses were down, I'd charge less. So we treat it like a nonprofit. This is my money too. I pay the bill every single month. So.
Mm-hmm. And it twice, don't you?
Yes, I do. Pay it twice. Yeah, I didn't get a discount when I did paid my SDCs either.
Okay.
Moving along here, we look at the payroll brackets.
Yeah, on the payroll brackets, I want you to know that there's a green line that shows the beginning and the top of the wage bracket. And then above that is like I have one executive assistant and their salary. I have three operators in training and their salaries. I have an operator one and their salary. So above those is the salaries of the people that are actually in the positions right now and what they're making. And that's as of today. And when they get their reviews, obviously, that could change.
And they get their reviews on the anniversary of their employment?
Yes, that's correct. On the anniversary of their employment.
And just as an aside, we are now looking for a manager. Where are we in that process?
We have three applicants so far. The board has not seen the applications. They'll be presented after the job closes. Nobody's seen them. They won't show any of us the applications or any of the process until they're done. And we should see those in June. Is that correct, Carolyn?
Yes.
1st of June? Yeah.
Good. And you're going through an agency, right?
Correct. Prothman.
Right.
Yes, Anne?
And Michelle, the position you referred to earlier that I believe was the wastewater 3 person that you're going to be talking to this week?
Mm-hmm.
That, okay.
They have that's a possibility. They have not talked to Prothman yet. We want to interview this person before we send them there to make sure we're correct and that the qualifications are for real. So after talking to them, we may send them on to Prothman.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to get that squared in my head.
Yeah.
Were we looking to replace any vehicles that you can think of, Michelle?
Yeah, I'm looking to replace the 2005 Chevy that we have. It's falling apart. Can't keep the door closed. It's a problem. And we're also looking at buying a vacuum trailer, which goes in vehicles, to help with taking care of sewer lines. And if we got a jet prod on it, we could also help with digging and fixing water repairs faster. So we are looking, that's an expensive vehicle, trailer. We'd rather have a trailer than a truck because it creates the need for more CDL drivers. And if it's an emergency and I don't have one here, that's a problem. So if we get it as a trailer, anybody can tow it. So we'll be looking at one brand new pickup and one vac trailer.
We're going to go through the same process as we bought the last vehicle.
I send it out for bid to 3 different companies. It's always, Chevy, Ford, Dodge. And we've always taken the most reasonable priced.
So, Michelle, I was trying to find that on the budget. Can you point that out?
Yes, I can. In the 004 and the 005 funds, both let me tell you the page number. On page 6 and page 8, it's called rolling stock.
Rolling stock, okay.
So I have $115,000 in each fund. And the truck will probably be, we've been spending about $35,000. With the cost of trucks this year, I bet it's closer to $50,000 for a truck. And then the trailer, we may go use. We don't know yet.
So then it looks like you didn't do anything, I guess, here today, but you didn't do anything in 20 for that either.
No, we didn't. We did not. Okay. And?
Michelle, that includes, does it, the cost of the work boxes and the modifications that we do?
Yeah, we always just hire, we buy the chassis without the back end, and we have a back end put on it. So they're 2 different pieces by 2 different manufacturers. And so it gets put together at their facility, and then we buy it.
Are the boxes in any decent shape just to move them over onto the chassis, the truck?
Well, if I don't buy the exact same model of a truck, no, it's the pattern's not going to work. I'm replacing a 2005 with a 2020 or 21. There's no compatibility there.
Okay, folks.
Rochelle, I'm sorry, Rochelle.
We're going through the whole budget here. Go ahead.
No?
Rochelle?
I was just going to mention that particular truck doesn't even have boxes.
No, that's true, it doesn't.
It's not going to work.
Yeah. It was Tony's very first brand new truck, so it didn't have a box. Yeah, the blue one, the navy blue one.
Reuse the rack anyway.
Okay, we've gone through the whole budget here. Does anybody have any other comments?
I don't think so.
Okay, if everybody's acceptable, I'd accept a motion for the acceptance of the budget as it's written.
One thing, Scott,
before
we move on, do we have any public questions or comments emailed to us?
Oh, that's true.
None.
Okay.
No.
Okay, then I will move that we approve the budget as proposed, the 2021-22 budget as proposed.
I'll second it.
So moved and seconded that we accept the budget as written. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? The budget's accepted. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you. Thank you very much for helping.
You bet. Yeah. Thank everybody.
Yeah. Been interesting.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, you're stuck now, Luann.
Good morning, everybody.
Here's hoping to a nice, normal year, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Looks normal.
Yeah, I was trying to get to my calendar real fast and I failed. I got to put my password in, but we don't have an additional meeting scheduled for the budget committee, correct, now that we have approved the proposed budget.
That's correct.
We have a budget hearing following the board meeting next month. Is that correct?
No. June 1st, prior to the board meeting, we will have the budget hearing. June 16th, I'll publish it. June 22nd, we adopt it. That would be our next full meeting, just to do budget. And it's just to adopt it, make appropriations, levy, and taxes.
Okay, so for our budget committee members, then...
Their job is done.
Their job is done.
Until
the budget hearing will be the board, prior to the board meeting. And
correct.
And we... have any issues that come up at that point, we may then get back in touch with budget committee members.
Right. And so, Kathy and Scott, once we've done the minutes for this meeting and the hearing is over, everything's complete, we will ask you to come in and sign a document to the minutes in the meeting.
Okay.
That's
okay.
It.
Okay.
Thank you all. So, Michelle? Okay.
Yes.
Great.
Oh, on the June 1st meeting, what time are you planning for that meeting to start?
It's a regular board meeting at 5 o'clock.
So it'll be 5, and we won't start earlier?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Nope.
Now, are there going to be any additional stuff? Because I'm going to be back east.
No, not to my knowledge. Nope.
Okay.
No.
Great.
Thank you, folks.
Thank you, everybody.
Awesome
Thank
job.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks for your community service.
You're welcome.